Okay, Baruch Hashem, very good, good to be back. I wasn't supposed to be back so soon, but Baruch Hashem had several hours after I landed. My youngest son had a baby boy, their first child, and so the bris was yesterday. So I flew back Moshe Shabbos right from Shalabim, and we're together this week for Shir. So that's the exciting part. Yeah. Okay. I heard that pretty much everyone behaved. That was pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Yeah, for the most part. Almost everyone. That's right.
I wasn't here.
I heard about that.
That's part of my
almost everyone. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis quotes two different brisos regarding hamevi get b'svi. Do we consider that to be a case of chutz l'aretz or eretz yisrael? So the first brisa the Gemara quotes tells us that's gemevi b'eretz yisrael, and the second brisa tanidach tells us that certainly is not true. That is gemevi b'chutz l'aretz. How do you resolve that contradiction? So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. That Rabbi Yirmiyah says that, you know what, that this is a machlokas tanoim and meseches challah, perek beis, mishnah beis. Because after all, what happens in the following case if you have that afar chutz loretz haba besina? Let's assume, for example, you have this boat in Eretz Yisrael. The language of the Mishnah, that it contains afar chutz loretz, again, that really is to some extent lav dafka. This would be true even if the afar was from Eretz Yisrael itself. The reason the Mishnah mentions Afar Chutz Laretz is to tell you, even if the Afar comes from Chutz Laretz. But you have this dirt, which is in the boat, in Eretz Yisrael. What is its status when it comes to that which grows, as far as Trumos and Shvius? So the Chachamim say that Chayiv B'Maiser U'B'Shvius, that yes, it's considered to be Dino Ke'Eretz Yisrael, it is considered to be Gidulei Karka Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, it's bound by the Dine Truma, the Dine Maiser, and Shvius. And Rabbi Yehuda qualifies. Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, it depends. If it's talking about a case of a Sfina Gosheshes, that means that it's touching the river bed, then yes, then it is Agabe Hakarka, then it's considered to be Keretz Yisrael. If it's not the Sfina Gosheshes, if that would not be the case, indeed, then you are Potter. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda says the following. So, Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Rabbanon. The second brice of our Gemara that says Dino Kechutz Laretz, that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the first brice that says Kemevi Beretz Yisrael, that follows the sheet of the Chacham. And Rabbi just qualifies that, look, once you say according to Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes yes, sometimes no, it is the boat touching the riverbed, Gosheshes, or is it not? So now you can argue that Ha Vaha Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to assume that the brises are following different deis and tanaim, but rather this reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The first brise is talking about gosheshes, and therefore it's dino keretz Yisrael. If ein svina gosheshes, then it's considered to be dino kechutz laretz. Okay? Then the Gemara makes a significant jump, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says the following. What would you say about a case of a perforated pot and Atzitznakov, which is Algabi Yesedos? Atzitznakov Algabi Yesedos. What would you say as far as that's concerned? So you have a pot, it's being suspended, and there's airspace in between the ground and that particular pot. So Abzera says the great Chiddush, the Bono Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Oh, that also is going to be dependent on this Machlokis. The same thing. That according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to argue that, you know what, Pater, and according to the Chum, you're going to argue that that is considered to be Chayiv. So what is true of the earlier case of Svina is also true when it comes to the case of an Atzitz Hanuk. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira's sheet is based on a twofold assumption. Assumption number one, that what is true of a Svina is true of an Atzitz. There's no difference between a boat and a pot. And number two, that if there is a barrier, if there is a hefsik, it doesn't matter whether that barrier is avir or whether the barrier is mayim. Whatever is true of one is true of the other. That's the dual premise of Rabbi Zeira, that atzitz is dino kesvina and avir is dino kamayim. So therefore, if you have a machlokas when it comes to svina and you have a machlokas when it comes to atzitz, So therefore, very simply, Banu the Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbana. Very, very good. And all of a sudden now, Rabbi says, that's not true, right? The dual premise that you have, those two hanachos, are not necessarily true. After all, Rabbi says the following, that when does Rabbi Yehuda maintain is considered to be like cases of chutzlaretz, maybe that's true when it comes to the case of dafka besvina, but an atzitz is dino kakarka. A svina is something which is asili vroach. A svina is traveling. So maybe I could argue that traveling svina is detached, but an atzitz, that is considered to be dino kakarka. So the first objection that Rava says is that your assumption, what is true of a svina is true of an atzitz, is not true. The svina is asili vroach. The atzitz is stationary, and therefore you cannot assume that svina is the equivalent of an atzitz. And then, now, fascinating, Rabbi says, and I could disagree with the second point as well. Second point as well. That your assumption, what is true of Avir, is also true of Mayim. Maybe that's not true whatsoever. When you're dealing with airspace, that obviously is a hefsek. That obviously is a hefsek. You have ground, and you have something which is in Avir, there's no continuity. But when you're dealing with land and water, that's treated as a single mass. And therefore, I object to the fact that you assume what is true of Avir is also true of Mayim. Maybe Mayim is not considered to be a barrier, but Avir is considered to be a barrier. So in other words, Rava just responds to the twofold premise of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is based on the assumption that Sfin is ke'otzitz and Avir is kamayim, and Rava says, no, you cannot go ahead and make that assumption. Oh, so now the Tosfos, the Ramaskaldum. No? Tosfos writes the following. Even though Rava says you can disagree with both points of Rav Zeira, it's based on a dual premise, and you can argue, no, I disagree. But realize that this is a theoretical construct. Your assertion is based on a dual premise. You can disagree with one and you can disagree with two. However, that's what Tosfos points out immediately. No, Kain Hayahemes. But you know what? That really is not necessarily true. Lahalacha. You're based on a dual premise, so you know what? I can disagree with A or I can disagree with B. What is A? A is the following, that you can't equate the Sfina to an Atzitz, because an Atzitz is Dino Kakarka. Okay. What's disagreement number two? An Atzitz is not Dino Kakarka, but you can't equate Avir to Mayim. Oh, that second objection means that an Atzitz is Eino Kakarka. An Atzitz is Eino Kakarka. That Tosfos writes is theoretical. That's a theoretical disagreement that Rava points out. You could argue with Reb Zera on that point. But Tosfos points out, but bottom line, we know an atzitz is kakarka. In which case, the real objection of Rava is the first point that he puts forward. You can't equate svina to atzitz, because when it comes to atzitz, an atzitz is considered to be dino kakarka, as opposed to a svina, which is a suyi livroach, that maybe one could disagree. So therefore, Tosfos makes this very important comment. That's the meaning of the Tosfos of Kain Hua Emes. Now, even though one could have disagreed theoretically on either point of Rav Zeira, but the truth is that Atzitz is indeed considered to be Kekarka, which means the real objection to Rav Zeira is the first approach, the difference between Svina as opposed to Atzitz, because Atzitz is considered to be Dino Kekarka. How do you know that? How do you know that that's true? That Atzitz is Dino Kakarka? Satosa says, because after all, I'm going to introduce you to other sugyas. A sugyan Gittin Damod Zlama Zayin, a sugyan Shabbos and Daf Pe'alef. And it's clear from the Gemara that Atzitz is Dino Kakarka. So you cannot argue that that is the Machlokes, because it's a given that Atzitz really is considered to be Kakarka. Where do you see that this is true? That an Atzitz is considered to be Dino Kakarka? Whoa, so the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin, the Tosfos cites, is quoting a Mishnah in Shvi'is, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, that tells us the following. Ein kosvin prusbo, ella al karka. In order to have a prusbo, it's necessary that the lova possesses kark. If the lova does not possess kark, in such a case, the principle is going to be ineffective. And what happens if the lova does not have karka? Does not have karka? So you know what? Im eino mizakeu kol shehu. Mizakeu kol shehu. We are going to go ahead and be mizake the lova. We're going to give the lova a right to karka. And if we give him a right to karka, now all of a sudden the mechanism of prusval can go ahead and be impactful. It can be effective. Because a Mishnah, ein kos von prusval ella al karka. Wow. Why is that true? Why is that true? The ein kos von prusval ella al karka. The difficulty, of course, is this. Ava takes place. Shvius is mishametes. Shvius is going to cancel that. It's going to cancel that. Okay? What exactly do we mean that Shvius is going to cancel the debt? That itself is a very fundamental machlokes, for Shonim, something which is really pretty incredible. We Pashav Shap would assume that, so Shvius, then the Shmitir goes ahead and cancels the debt. Is that really something which is so obvious? That the Shof HaShmita cancels the debt, and therefore that's it, we're done. Why is this something which is questionable? Because after all, the Gemara is going to tell us the following, that you know what, after Shemitah passes, so you know what, the Malve should go ahead and state to the Love, Mishamit Anibach. That's the Gemara, Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Hamachzer Chol Bechaveru L'Shvius, Tzarech Shiyomer Lo, Mishamit Anibach. The Malve has to go ahead and make that statement that Mishamit Anibach. You know what's not so simple? Why is that statement necessary? Why does the Malve have to state Mishamit Anibach? Isn't that self-evident that Shvius cancels the debt? Why does the Malve have to say, I hereby cancel the debt? So I'll tell you an incredible machlokas between the Mordechai and the Iranian. The Mordechai writes on this daf, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and Mordechai it's found in Os Shinpei, that you're right, it is a little bit unusual, that even though Shvius cancels a debt, the Malva must state Mishamet Anibach. Why does the Malva have to state Mishamet Anibach? Why does the Malva have to make that statement? So, the Mordechai writes the following, not so difficult, Nidarim Daf Yud Gimel. Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. Wow, that's like an incredible maramakam. Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel is talking about a bechor, an animal that gives birth for the first time. When an animal gives birth to a bechor, guess what? That bechor has a kedusha mirechem. A little bit unusual, no? If I want to have an animal that's a chatos, an asham, an ol, I have to be matish that animal. Here, all of a sudden, the kedusha is mirechem. Even though the Kedusha is Mirechem, you know what the Gemara says, the Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel, Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Mitzvah LaHakdisha. The Baal HaBeima should state, Harei Sebechor. That's like an incredible analogy of the Mordechai. In other words, there are certain times in the Torah Sashem that something happens, but you are called upon to reiterate, to bolster, to reinforce what necessarily occurs. The animal has a kedusha mirechem, and you can say a mitzvah hagdisha. And in fact, that Gemara suggests, how would you say a bechor? What is the status of a bechor? That's technical nedarim. A davar ha'asur or a davar ha'nadar? A davar asur or a davar nadar? Davar asur means like the Vedas asur to me. A davar ha'nadar means something that became asur because I stated that it shall listen. Because bechor has two elements. On the one hand, a kedusha mirechem. Ooh. So the Mordechai uses that as an example of like a klal b'chalot harakuva. That sometimes something can happen automatically, but you are called upon to. So that's what the Mordechai writes, unbelievable, that's Lamed Zayin Beis in the Maseches Gittin. Even though Shemitah cancels a debt, mitzvah lahakdisha. It's a mitzvah to say, Mishamet Anibach. Where do you see that's true? Because the Torah says, V'zeh Devar HaShemitah. And Devar is Milashon Dibur. When the Torah uses that phrase, Devar, the Gemara often is Doresh. Devar means a hafla, a statement. So that's a mitzvah lahakdisha. Right? This isn't for today's shir, but in the past, if you've heard the shir might begin on the mitzvah of Kiddush. No? A similar concept, no? The Ramban, Beis Adaf Yud Zayin, that the Kiddush of Shabbos is kviyah v'kayim, it's fixed, it's set, but you're called upon to make Kiddush. What are you doing when you make Kiddush? The Ramban writes in Aseres HaDibros, Yisro Chav, you're being mekadesh the yom. Just like when it comes to Yovel, Bezin's mekadesh the year. You're being mekadesh the yom. You're being mekadesh the yom, and Yantif, you're mekadesh the yom. Shabbos, the Kiddush is Mekadsha v'kaima, v'etzadaf yedzayim. You know what the answer is? It's not a stira. Sometimes you're called upon to go ahead and to reiterate, reinforce, bolster, infuse, and therefore, ooh, that's what the Mordechai writes when it comes to Shemit. Wow, okay. That's pretty interesting. You know who's against this? The Yireim, the different editions of Yireim, but take a look, Reish Chavches. Yireim writes an incredible, incredible thing. You ready for this? Shemitah does not cancel debts. Shemitah does not cancel debts. The debts survive Shvius. The Lova owes money to the Mahova before Shvius and after Shvius. The Lova owes money, but you know what? You ready for this? There's a mitzvah. A mitzvah incumbent upon the Mahova to cancel the debt. And there's an Isser, Lo Yigos. There's an issur, lo yigos, for the Mava to pursue the debt. Wow. That's pretty heavy. And that's exactly the Gemara Daf Lama Zayin. At the end of Shemitah, the Mava has to say, Meshamet Anibach. The Mordechai says, what do you mean, the debt's already canceled? No, the Yireim writes, it's not canceled. The debt is in existence, but there's a mitzvah. And the Yireim writes a stunning chiddush. You ready for this? Shemitah passes, and guess what? This Malveh comes into my house and he seizes my assets. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run him to Bezdin. Run to Bezdin, no? See, Eretz Yisrael. No, there's a Bezdin for everything, no? Everything's very specified, no? There's a local Bezdin, there's a district Bezdin, there's the Bezdin HaGadol, there's a Chosh Mishpah Bezdin, there's a Yerodea Bezdin, everything is very decrementalized, get? What's the address? Which Bezdin do I run to? Which Bezin do I run to? So the Mordechai writes, you know what Bezin you run to? Choshen Mishpah Bezin. This guy just stole from me. Shvius canceled the debt, and he came into my house and seized my assets. This is a Choshen Mishpah Dintara. This is a Choshen Mishpah Dintara. You know what the Yireim writes? This is not a Choshen Mishpah Dintara. This is the Dintara of Ksuvas Peivav, Kfial HaMitzvos. Kfial HaMitzvos. There's certain Batei Dinim that can force a person to sit in sukkah, force a person to put on tefillin, force the malva to fulfill the mitzvah v'zeh dvar hashmita. And if you go to the Choshen Mishpah Bezdin, the secretary is going to tell you, this is the wrong address. This is a Bezdin of v'zeh dvar hashmita, the mitzvah of being meshamet achol. That's like incredible, no? The fact that you can't pursue the lova after the shmita, would I find that in Yerodea or in Choshen Mishpah? Where does this halacha belong? That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. So therefore, bottom line, at the end of Shemitah, I cannot pursue my chov. Either because according to the Mordechai, the chov is canceled, or that the Torah says there's an isser of Negisa, and there's a mitzvah to say Meshamet Anibach. Either way, I can't go ahead and pursue. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin says, ooh, incredible, no? Somehow there's something called a prusbel, that allows you after Shemitah to go in to collect. How exactly does that work? How does prusbel really help at all? Wow, how does Prisbal help? So there's an incredible run to take a look at, right? Here, Gittin, Yutes Mabeis Dramaskal Ein. The Ran quotes the Rash in Shvius. The Rash in Shvius is on this Mishnah. Ein Kosman Prisbal Akarka. Perik Yud Mishnah Vav. You ready for the Rash? The Rash writes the following. Let's assume, for example, that the guy paid back the debt. Okay, great. It's during Shemitah, and the guy paid back the debt. Wonderful. We're done. He paid back the debt. Okay? Let's assume, for example, they didn't really pay back the debt. But let's assume the Lova gave a mashke to the Malvin, a mashkon to the Malvin. I'm holding on to a mashkon, a bal chov kon a mashkon. You know what I could argue? That the mashkon is the embodiment of the chov, and it's as though that the debt was paid. No? So you know what the Chiddush, the Ran, and the Rash write? Let's assume, for example, you ready for this? Whoa. A lo veh has karka. And I have a lien on that karka. You know what the Ritva writes about a shibud? Kedushin daf yud gimel beis. A shibud is a kinyan. A shibud is not just a promise. That if I default, you know what? You have some recourse. No, it means that there's a shibud. That means b'shas halva, the nichse halova are knuya l'malva. This is what we call, the Ritva uses the phrase, a kinyan l'chatzayim. If something is fully mine, I can do whatever I want with it. No? Let's say I have a lien on your property. I can't do whatever I want with the property. I can't destroy the property. I can't dig up the property. But you know what? The property is mine, the malva is, as far as gvi is concerned. If you default, oh, guess what? So that's the Chiddush that the Ran and the Rash write. If the Lova has Karka, so you know what? I, the Malva, have a Shibud on the Karka, so the Chov is considered to be Kagavudam. It's as though that it was paid. Because now I have the tangible asset of the Shibud of the Chov. And therefore, if the Lova has Karka, that's pretty stunning, no? That it's Kagavu Dami. So when Shemitah passes, and I go ahead and now I seize, I'm not seizing a new asset at all. That the Chov is already considered to be Kagavu Dami. And that's why it's not just like a Gzera Sakasu. Of Ein Kosman Prisba El Alakarka. But the Ran and the Rash write, this is something which is stunning. That because of the Shibud Nechasim, the Chov is considered to be Kegavui Dami. And if the Chov is Kegavui Dami, so therefore, it's as though that the Chov was satisfied and paid back before Shemitah. Now we're just swapping, you know? So give me the $1,000 and retain your Karka. Oh, that's pretty heavy, you know? That's this great Chiddush of the Mishnah. Ein Kosan Prisma El Alakarka. Wow, you take a look at Rashi Nafla Design. Rashi does not seem to interpret it this way. Rashi writes the following, that the Takana of Prisma covered typical cases, and the typical cases where a Lova has Karka. The question is, does Rashi really disagree fundamentally with that which the Ran and the Rash say? But the Ran and the Rash is a magnificent Bihur. That karka is kagavui dami. And therefore, it's as though that the loan indeed was satisfied. Oh, and then the next line of the Gemara, pretty incredible, no? That, let's say the lova doesn't have karka. No problem. Mizakehu, karka kolshehu. You know what? I'm going to be mizake karka. But the lova is not here. What do you mean Lova's not here? Gittin daf yiralach mabeis. Hopefully we'll get there pretty soon. Zachin ladim shlobafanav. Zachin ladim shlobafanav. No? That's an unbelievable application of Zachin ladim shlobafanav. No? That's shocking. No? That's the next Ran. No? The Ran here in Gittin, Yotes mabeis, Dramasko mistavra. This is really shocking. You know, because we're going to have to discuss at length When you look in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah gives us examples of certain things that are schus and certain things that are chovah. No? Is that carved in stone? Is that carved in stone? It's a schus for a woman to be married. It's a schus for a person to be free. It's a detriment for a woman to be divorced. It's a detriment for a person to be an eved. So that's exactly the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that you know what? When it comes to a shtar shichrur, that is to the betterment of this eved to be a ben chorin, zach and ladam shlo b'fanav. I can go ahead and present the shtar shichrur to someone else, and he will be zach ba'av ha'eved, and the eved will go free. On what basis? Zach and ladam shlo b'fanav, zechia. Can you do this when it comes to a get? No, because in chavna adam ela b'fanav. It's not to the betterment of the woman to be divorced. And therefore, you can't just go ahead and give a get to someone else and to be mezakeh the get on behalf of the woman. That's a chovah. That's not. So Tosfos immediately raises the issue. Is that carved in stone? Is that carved in stone? Would we always assume that that's true? That it's a schus to be married and it's a chovah to be divorced? Would we always assume that it's better to be ben chorin, and it's detrimental to be an eved? Can one envision cases where that really is not true? It's not true. Oh, so we'll have to see. No, that's the chiddush. We'll have to talk about that case. Talk about that case. Maybe one could argue that that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. Wow. A man's very ill. He's about to die. There are no children. That means she's going to be Zekukli Yavam. Zekukli Yavam, no? And you know what? This Yavam, you know, he is thousands of miles away. You know, this Yavam, Mamish Amumer, Apikores, a difficult person. Well, would we still argue that it's a chovah for the woman to be divorced? Would we allow Zechia for a get? Maybe there, being divorced means there's not even a chalitza. And being an almana means that, what do you mean, she's a kukul? Maybe you'll say, oh, but there's a possibility of yibum. But the Zman said, we don't do yibum. No? So what's the advantage of being a kukul yavam? Oh, instead of being a grush, you'll be a chalitza. L'may nafkamina, a grush is also a koin midaraisa, and a chalitza is also a koin midarabana. Is that such a great schus? Is that such a great schus? Does that outweigh? So that's a pretty fundamental machlokas rishonim. Can you have a case of a get yavim, where is it really so obvious that's considered to be a chovah? Well, we'll have to discuss that. Here, this is something which is stunning, no? The loveh has no karka. You know what that means, no? If the loveh has no karka, that means you can't have a prizbal, because it's not kagavi dummy. If there's no prizbal, guess what? The loan is canceled. He doesn't owe the $1 million. He doesn't owe the $1 million to the Malva. No problem. I'm going to give him karka kodu. I'm going to give him a little piece of karka. And now the principle is going to take effect. And guess what? After Shemitah, the Lova is going to owe the Malva $1 million. So as a result of my gifting the Lova, he owes me $1 million. No? So that's what the Ran discusses. Daf Yud Tesvet. Is that Sechia? Mizaka karka kodu? That's a schus. It's a schus to have a little piece of karka that allows the loan to survive. Wow, so that's a fascinating round. Take a look, your testament bays. In principle, gifting is a schus. But here, the gift of karka allows the chov to survive shvius. That's pretty heavy. Maybe I would, or do I argue? No, gifting is a schus. Even if the nafkamina happens to be one which could be detrimental to the loaf, and that's what I discusses. What if the loaf absolutely objects? I really don't want your karka. You know, I'd be better off without your karka, because all of a sudden now, the loan is considered to be canceled. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says the following, Ein kosman pruzbo ela al otzitz nokub bovad. In order to go ahead and to write a pruzbo, what happens if you have, right, an atzitz, which is not cool. A perforated pot. Ooh, our Gemara. You know, it's not cool. Oh, that already is considered to be Dino Kakarka. And Otzitz Nakuv is Dino Kakarka. And that would be enough to go ahead and to write the principle. Because an Otzitz Nakuv is Kakarka. Argamara, Otzitz Nakuv. Wow. But if it would not be Nakuv, it would be a solid bottom. That's not true. The Gemara Gitnaf on the Zayin asks the following question. What do you mean? If it's not Nakuv, no. Ha'ika makomo, even if it's an atzitz she'ino nakov, but my atzitz is occupying an area on the ground, let the area of the ground be the karka that the lova possesses to allow for the ksiva saprizmo. So that's the punchline. The grand says, lo tzricha demonach asiche. Lo tzricha demonach asiche. We're talking about a case of an atzitz, which is manach asiche. It's not touching the ground. It's suspended. So what do you see from that Gemara? Gittin daf lamed zayin. Oh, very simply. That an atzitz hanakov is dino kakarka, even when it's suspended in the air. Oh, so that's Tosfos Azariah. That even though Rava says I can disagree on both counts, that's theoretical. But I'll leave it to MS, the Otzitz is Dino Kekarka, and you can't compare an Otzitz to a Sfina. Oh, so that's what Tosa says. Kein Ho MS. That's the halacha. Well. That's the halacha. Well, that's what Tosa writes. That an Otzitz Nakov Al Gabi Yaseidos is Kemechubar. Kemechubar. Oh, wow. Okay. So, we have Chumas and Maisos. We have Shvius. Oh, that's the Mishnah. And now it also says another Nafkamina. Whether something is Karkamatah, Prisbal. And what's true of Chumas and Maisos and Shemitah is also true of Prisbal. Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's an important finish. Maybe one could have argued, who says that's true at all? Is it so obvious that what's true of Trumas and Maisos and Shemitah in one corner is also true of Prisbal? That's Tosfos Azariah. No? Is that really true? Yeah, it all depends on karka. But what we're going to have to discuss is the following. When you have to determine whether something is considered to be karka or metaltalin, is it so obvious that the answer is yes or no? Or maybe one could argue, you know what? The answer is not so simple, yes or no. It depends. Lagabe ma. When I say, is this Dino Kakarka? Is this Dino Makaltman? You know what? Maybe the answer to the question is, what is this? What are we talking about? Is your Shai the one of Trumas, Maestros, Shemitah, Prusbel? And maybe one could argue, you know what? It's not one size fits all. Maybe for this, it's Dino Kakarka. For that, it's considered Dino Kmetaltalin. So one thing is clear from Tosus, that Tosus is assuming that the Rapashut, what's true of our Gemara, which is Shumos and Maisos and Shemitah, is true when it comes to Prisbal. Oh, and that's Tosus' Raya. Kein Ho Emes, because it's Mefurish in the Gemara when it comes to the case of Prisbal. Wow. Okay, you know, maybe one could have disagreed. Maybe one could have argued, you know, Trumas and Maestros and Shvius is dependent on Yenika. No? To what extent is this being nourished by the ground? If it's on the ground, yes. What if there's a gap? Is it Yonek Minakarka? Is it not Yonek Minakarka? Maybe Prusbel is not dependent on Yenika Minakarka. Prusbel is dependent on whether it's Kegavui Domi or it's not Kegavui Domi. Who says that those are two identical dinim? So realize, hidden in this Tosus is a very great Kiddush. Now, Tosus says, don't take that second line of the Gemara so seriously, Lalacha. Because it's obvious that an Atzitz is Dino Kekarka when it comes to Shumas and Maisos and Shemitah, and not hidden, Vaharaya, Prusbel. And if it's dino kekarko when it comes to prisbal, it's going to be dino kekarko when it comes to trumas and maisos and shmi. Is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? Whoa, and now Tosus continues, and Tosus writes the following. I'll give you another ayah. Shabbos daf pe aleph. Whoa. Shabbos daf pe aleph. Where the Gemara talks about the following. Hi parpisa. Again, that you have this type of pot. Deman ha'ara. This pot is on the ground. And you ready for this? Va'an ha'asich. You take a pot that's on the ground and you raise it. You put it, right, on a stand. You put it asiche, on vertical posts. So I go ahead and take this pot that right now rests on the ground on Shabbos, and I go ahead and I, you know what the Gemara says? Unbelievable. That chayiv mishum tolish. You know what? You just violated a malacha d'araisa of kotze. You violated a malacha d'araisa of kotze. You took something that was mechubar, and now it's tolish. Mechuber to Tolosh is kotzer, Oh, that's a little unusual, no? Because after all, we just argued that if you have an otzitz hanaku, even if it's suspended above karka, it's still considered to be mechuber to karka. So, taking a pot and picking it off the ground and suspending it, that's mechuber to mechuber. From the karka to the asedos. So why is that chayim mishum tolesh? Wow. You know what you see from Tosus' kasha? The Tosus is assuming an even greater chiddush, no? What's true of Chumas and Isros is true of Shemitah, is true of Prisbol, is true of Shabbos. Wow. And therefore, this is really difficult. Once we see when it comes to prusbal that an atzitz is kekarka, that means an atzitz is kekarka when it comes to trumas and raisos and shrias. Oh, so you have to say that second teretz of Rava really was just lupapula ba'ama, but that was not emes. The first teretz is kein emes. And the same thing is going to be true when it comes to Shabbos. So why in the world are you chay mishum tolesh if you take something that is adjacent to the ground, and you elevate it? Why indeed is that true? So you know what? Tosos does not say, whoa, who says Shabbos is identical to Prusbel and Trumas and Maisos and Shrias? What does Tosos say? Tosos says, take a look at Rashi. And that sugi and Shabbos na pe'alef. You know what that is? Hainu midrabanan. That's something stunning, no? Hainu midrabanan. You're right. If you take the atzitz nako, which is adjacent to the ground, and you raise it, even though the Gemara says chayiv mishum tolesh, that's not midaraisa. That's only drabana. Which is a great chiddush, because chayiv usually means chayiv. No? Potter usually means potter, but also chayiv means chayiv min haTorah. Here it says chayiv min haTorah. Tolesh is a told of kotzer. No. And in Achinami, if you look in that Rashi, that's why Tosus tells you, take a look at the Rashi there. Because you know what Rashi there does in Shabbos HaPe Aleph? You saw the Rashi. No. Rashi gives you another example where the Gemara uses a term chayiv in reference to a din d'rabbanan. Yeah, because that's like the difficulty here. Chayiv meshech Shabbos means chayiv min haTorah. Potter usually is potter v'lasah. You know, there are some exceptions. The Gemara is the very beginning of Shabbos. Now, there are three times that potter means mutter. Oh, this is a chiddush. And there are some times where chayiv means potter. No? One thing is clear. The Tosus is assuming that, you know what, there's one hagdara. Either it's kekarka or it's lav kekarka. And if you assume it's kekarka, that is going to be true when it comes to gittin shumas amayisra shriyas prisbal and Shabbos. There's no wiggle room for distinction. And therefore, Everything has to be perfectly, perfectly consistent. And if there is some kind of inconsistency, you have to somehow, Wow. So, simply, is this so true? Is it really so obvious that, you know what? One size fits all. Either you're in the Karka camp or you're in the Metaltalin camp. And you can't simply say that, you know what, depends. Well, so I wanted you to take a look at the Sugya Bava Kama and Daf Yudbeis. There the Gemara discusses the following. What is the status of an Eved? Is an Eved Dino Kakarka? Is an Eved Kanani Dino Kamatalta? Is an Eved Dino Kakarka? Is an Eved Dino Kamatalta? So the Gemara discusses the following. Ula, in the name of Abalaza. I'm a Malvin. The Lova owes me money. The Lova is defaulting on the Chov. I have a right to go into be Gove. But I can only be Gove. Minakarka. I can't be Gove Minamatautlin. But I can go in and seize his real estate. Do I have a right to exercise my Susig via as the Malve to seize his Avadim? Pretty heavy, no? So guess what? Ula says, Neymar Blaza, that Govin Min Havadim. Yes. You can exercise your Shibud Karka to be Govin, even Havadim. Afilu Miyasme. And that's true even if the Lova dies. And you're being Govin from the Assumim of the Lova. Because you have a Shibud. And that Shibud Nechasim is true on Karka, including an Eved. And Rav Nachman disagrees. And Rav Nachman says that's not true that ain govin min havadin. You can be gova karka, but you cannot be govin eved. In other words, Rav Elazar says that an eved is dino kakarka, and Rav Nachman says that an eved is dino kemetalt. Well, is there any raya to what Rav Nachman says, that an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin? Is there any right? We know, what do you mean? It's a pasuk, no? Is Nachaltam Osam L'Resha Sachuz and Eved is Sukash L'Karka? No? All of a sudden Rav Nachman says, no, Ein Govin in Havadim. Ein Govin in Havadim. And Eved is Kemetaltalin. How in the world? So the Gemara calls upon Rav Nachman. Where do you see this? What do you mean? Anamas nisim yadana. What do you mean? Of course an Eved is dinu kemetaltalin. After all, the tani avime pruzbul chal al hakarka ve'eino chal al havadim. Wow. In order to have the pruzbul, as we discussed, loba has to possess karka. If loba possesses karka, that allows for pruzbul. What happens if the Lova does not possess Karka? He possesses Avadim. Eino Chal Al Havadim. Eino Chal Al Havadim. You see in Pruzbul that an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin. So I'm telling you the following, that the same thing is true when it comes to Shibudim. That an Eved is Dino Kemetaltalin. You ask me, where do I see that that's true? That very thing we've been discussing. That Eino Chal Al Avadim, the ownership of an Eved is not allowed for Ksivas HaPruzbul. And Rav Nachman says, and I'll bring you another Raya. You know what that other Raya is? A Kinyan Agav. Metaltin Niknim Imakarka. You can go ahead and be Kona Karka, and Al Yedei Karka, you're Kona, the Metaltalin. A kininaga, but ve'enon niknim im avadim. You cannot go ahead and create a kinyan agav to be konim etaltlin agav ha'eved. Because an Eved is Dino Kamatatalin. Whoa. So Nachman says, what do you mean? These are three dinim. That an Eved is Dino Kamatatalin. Number one is Shibudim. That a Baal Chov cannot be Govim in Havadim. Number two is you cannot have a Ksivas HaPrizbo al Havadim. Number three, you cannot have a Kinyan Agav. Being Konim et Taltlin, Agav HaEved. So Nachman says, I'm giving you three dinim. That an Eved is Dino Konim et Taltlin. Well, that's pretty compelling, no? Gviya Sachov, Shibudim, Prizbo. Agav, three dinim, and an Eved is Dino Kamatalton. So the Tosus of Bava Kama, Yudbeis and Rav, Deraskel Ano. That's where Nachman says, Ano Masnis, I'll prove my case. Tosus says, like, what in the world? What in the world? What is Rav Nachman proving? That the peg is square, right? It sounds like he's proving that the peg is square. But Rav Nachman really believes that what? An Eved is Dino Kamatalin. And he brings you rayas, and you walk away from those rayas saying, whoa, what in the world is he saying? But of course an Eved is Dino Kakarka. Of course an Eved is Dino Kakarka. But this is, but you know, sometimes you get confused, you know, like, you know. Sometimes you can read certain svarim, you know, the Machaber is such a bikias, you know. He can quote like one difficult sheet after another, and you leave the sefer thinking that, whoa, this is so true. And all of a sudden, you take a step back and realize, this is against everything, no? All of a sudden, Rav Nachman says that, you know, like, in the Sefer Mitzvah of Versadi, Ruchon Perlo, unbelievable yediyas. The yediyas in every piyut, When he wants to prove something is right, you know, he can quote 30 marmakomos to prove his point, no? And then you finish the siman, you take a look, and you go back and say, yeah, but wait a second, it's like against so many things, you know, but you can, you know, sometimes, you know. Rav Nachman says, raya, raya, raya. So Tosus is bothered. What raya, raya, raya? What raya, raya, raya? A Mishnah, Bav Metziah, Daf Nun Vav, a Mishnah. Elu dvarim she'ein lehem ona. Karka is not subject to ona. Karka is not subject to ona. And the same is true of an Eved, because an Eved is Dino Kakarka. It's a Mishnah when it comes to Ona. That an Eved is Dino Kakarka. And just like there's a difference between, in the parsha of Ona, between Karka and Metaltalin, an Eved is Dino Kakarka. Or a Mishnah in Shavuos and Daf Mem Beis. Eilu dvarim shein yishbain aleihem. Ein yishbain ala karkaos. So guess what? A mission of Reshes. Ein nishbain al avadim. Ein nishbain al avadim. We have a case of motive mitzvahs. You say, you know what? That you owe me five avadim. I respond only three. That's not motive mitzvahs. Ein nishbain al avadim. So I think these are dinim daraisa. That there's no ono when it comes to an eved, because an eved is dinim kakarka, v'isnachaltam osam. The Torah speaks about an eved is an real estate as a commodity, meaning real estate, not metaltalin, and there's Yerusha. An Eved is Dino Kakarka. Well, what do you bring me? Rayas from Gviya Sachov or Purzbal or Agav, like it makes you dizzy, but it's a Devra Poshut that an Eved is Dino Kakarka. Devra Poshut that an Eved is Dino Kakarka. So what is Rav Nachman trying to do? Well, when it comes to the Parsha of Ona, Bav Metziah Daf Nun Vav, there's such fundamental differences between Karka and Metaltalin. Karka and Metaltalin. You know, the Ramban writes this magnificent yisod. That Ona must be a pretty complicated sugya with different levels. Because on the one hand, the Torah describes buying and selling. You cannot have a misrepresentation of value. And that is a davar hanitin miyad liyad, a commodity that's passed from hand to hand. When I go ahead and sell you this commodity, I have to make sure that the pricing is fair. The The Ramban is so bothered. Davra nitan miyad miyad. Isn't the whole parasha we're not talking about karka? When I go ahead and sell you karka, realize I'm not really selling you karka because the karka is going to go back in Yovel. This is only something that has a limited window of time. You know? Yovel's in 5 years. So I can't make it seem as though that I'm selling you this in perpetuity. You're only going to be used for a few years. So the Torah tells you, don't misrepresent the sale of karka. This is a very limited sale, it's a permanent sale. And yet the Pasuk says, O kano miyad misecha, dar nikna miyad liyad. So it's really unusual. The Gemara says, miyad misecha means metalta na karka, but the whole parasha when I was talking about karka. No? That you have to factor in Yovel, because don't let this guy think, ah, this is going to be my house that I'm going to give to my children, my grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. What do you mean it's going to go back in Yovel? So that, no doubt, is the Chiddush. There must be different degrees of Onah. Some that apply to Karka, some that apply to Metaltalin. The Isser Onah, the Ramban writes, is Ben Bekarka, Ben Benetaltalin, but the effective Onah, that sometimes, Bitla Mekach, or you have to readjust the payment. Oh, that only applies when it comes to metaltal. So when it comes to onah of metzida afnun vav, there are differences in karka and metaltalim. But in evid is dinuk karka. In evid is dinuk karka. When it comes to a shvuas mona mitzas, in evid is dinuk karka. So what in the world are we talking about? That's such a kash the Tosus raises, no? So you know what Tosus raises? When we sit off your base, you know Tosus like in one line. Oh, earth shattering. You know what Tosus writes? Omeri. Hachal omeri eli b'mili d'rabanu. Hachal omeri eli b'mili d'rabanu. Wow. That's like such an unbelievable line in Tosus. I want you to take a look for it right now. V'vakam edaf yud be'ezim and aleph. Hachal omeri eli b'mili d'rabanu. Meaning, that of course midaraisa. And Evid is Dino Kakarka. No one denies that. No one denies that. Of course, Midarais and Evid is Dino Kakarka. No one denies that. The question is the following. Is that also true when it comes to Dinim Drabanam? Is it also true when it comes to Dinim Drabanam? Well, is it also true when it comes to Dinim Drabanam? So Relozer says, yes. Mamish kein daraisa tikkun. Midaraisa, midrabanan. And Rav Nachman says, no. Despite the fact that midaraisa and Eved is dino kakarka, when it comes to dinim dirabanan, the Chachamim said, no. Not necessarily. When it comes to dinim dirabanan, and Eved is dino kemetaltalim. And Eved is dino kemetaltalim. Wow, that's a beautiful teretz of the reed. Midarais and Eved Dino Kakarka. But when it comes to Dinim Drabanan, Rav Nachman says no. Wait. What was Rav Nachman referring to? V'yasacho, meaning Shibud Nafasim, and Peruzbo, and Kininaga. So Tosus like in one swoop, no? All of those are Dinim Drabanan. All of those are Dinim Drabanan. Whoa, that's pretty stunning. All of those are Dinim Drabanan. The fact that when it comes to Gviyas Shibudim, there's a difference in Karka Metaltalin, that's only a Din Drabanan. The fact that Prisma works, that's only because Shemitah's Drabanan, and there's a Takana Drabanan of Prisma. And Agav is only a Takana, Drabanan. Every one of those statements of Tosus is such a great Chiddush. You see what got Tosus into this corner, no? Rav Nachman says, Metaltalin, that's dead wrong. So you have to make some kind of distinction. Oh, the distinction Tosus says is Daraisa, Drabanan. Okay, so you're forced into a corner that all of these dinim are Drabanan. Guess what? We're going to see Makoros the next year. All these dinim are daraisa. a kinyan agam is only a kinyan derabanan. You know, Tosas is mafurish kedusha nafe. Agav is a kinyan deraisa. Agav is a kinyan deraisa. When we sell chametz to a guy, we want to make sure midaraisa the chametz belongs to the guy. We use a kinyan agam. So guess what? The Tosas and kedushin daf hey and aleph. Rabbi Kivim, the Gilyan Hashas tells you, ayin Tosas will become daf yabez. Yeah, that's, you know. Or Tosas, like Derek Agav writes, you know, agav is only din derabanan. And when it comes to Gviya Shibudim, that also so obvious, that's only a din derabanan. And is it so obvious when it comes to Prusbel that this is only true? Prusbel was a takan of Hillel, but it only functions because Shmita's derabanan. Is any of that true? So this is what we'll have to pick up. But what one thing is going to be clear, if you're going to disagree with that Tosas, you're going to have to weigh over with other distinctions. And maybe not all halachas are equivalent. Maybe an Eved is Dinu Kakarka for this, an Eved Dinu Mataltin for that, which is going to hit into our Tosos. Is it so obvious that what is true of Chumas and Maisos and Shemitah and Prisbel and Gittin and Shabbos, is it all one din? Or can one distinguish? No, this is like the framework, not the groundwork. No, so we'll have to continue with Hashem tomorrow's Shikla. Give it to you.